FM 90.3 WJTL, your place for Christ community music. That's Matty Mullins with Come to Life. It's now 1:33. The No Shame Tour featuring 10th Avenue North is coming to Living Word Community Church in Red Lion November 9th. And right now we connect with one of the members of the band, Mike Donaghy. Hello, Mike. How long have you been together as a band?
I've been together since I was born. but as band, we formed, if you can believe this, almost 20 years ago.
Really? That long?
2 decades.
Now, there have been some changes in personnel over the years, I understand. Who are the members of the band today?
The current roster is me, my friend Jeff Owen. He's been in the band 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ruben Juarez III, who's been in the band 10 or 11 years, I think. And then we have some newbies, Jeremy Gifford and Spencer Ford, who play guitar and the drums, respectively.
All right. Looking forward to this lineup on November 9th. Your most recent album is called No Shame. Why is this theme important for you to address right now? And how are you approaching this delicate subject?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that delicate. I mean, I think we all feel it almost every day if we're human.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel delicate to me. It feels like a bus sitting on my shoulders,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I'm always told I'm not good enough. I'm always told I'm not enough or I'm too much, right? That's
mm-hmm.
what shame says.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so screwed up I can't be redeemed, or I'm too much that I can't be useful. And I get no greater joy than giving people permission to be human. Like, giving them permission through our music, through our words at our concerts to go, hey, you screwed up, or your family screwed up, or your friend screwed up, or whoever screwed up. What did you think was going to happen? We're human beings here.
Yeah.
And I'm so relieved when it talks in Psalms where God's like, hey, I know you're just dust. And I've been reading in Psalm 145 lately where he says over and over, he says, God lifts up those who are bowed down with shame.
Mm.
I just love that analogy. I love speaking life over myself when shame has got me beaten down into the ground. And I love standing on a stage and saying, hey, guys, there's so much more mercy and so much more grace available than we realize. And watching people's shoulders come up and their heads come up and go, oh, maybe God really does love me. Maybe there really is a future for me, you know?
Yeah. I think you've already touched upon it, but in your personal life, what perspective or influence is helpful in overcoming shame?
Bob Ross,
mm-hmm.
the painter. you ever watch Joy Painting?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
The dude with the afro,
yeah.
from like the 70s, and he talks real soft. And I've been saying this, we have a song called Greater Than All My Regrets. And it's when I was feeling all this shame about my past and I should have made some different decisions. And God whispered to me that he's greater than all my regrets. And he sounded like Bob Ross, because Bob Ross used to say on The Joy of Painting, he'd say, he'd make some squirrely paint stroke on the canvas. And he'd go, well, that's not what I had planned. But remember, in painting, there's no mistakes, just happy little accidents. And some of us, we make these mistakes and we're just crippled by them, because we go, I've ruined the painting of my life. I've ruined it. Look at this stroke.
Mm.
And if we would turn it to God,
yeah.
God looks at us and he goes, I can work with this. Just give me some time. Let me do my magic with my brush strokes. And God doesn't necessarily just erase it. He actually works it into the painting. And then sometimes, I'm sure you're like this, sometimes my greatest mistakes are now like my greatest source of comfort and wisdom and opportunity to comfort other people.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that it would be called a testimony when God takes our flaws and our failures, he redeems that, and we have a story to tell of God working in our lives.
Yeah, we think we need to tell a story of us being awesome.
Yeah.
you know?
Right.
That's what all the leadership books tell me.
Yeah.
And yet God's like, actually, I just want you to tell people how I'm awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's going to include me being not awesome.
That's right. Yeah. Speaking with Mike Donahue from 10th Avenue North, coming to Living Word Community Church in Redline, November 9th, 7 p.m. Also, Austin French will be there. And Mike Donahue will be featuring stories from his new book in an acoustic setting. For details about that concert, go to the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Mike, tell me about this new book that you wrote. What kind of stories are in it?
Yeah, the book is called Finding God's Life for My Will, and that's on purpose, because I want to set people free from the tyranny of asking God for a secret plan for their lives. You know, they say, what's God's will for my life?
Mm-hmm.
And if you respond, oh, that's easy. Scripture says God's will for your life is to be joyful and to give thanks and to pray continually and to be peaceful and to love mercy. And they're like, no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about I need to know what career I'm supposed to go into. And unfortunately, God doesn't usually work that way. He's not as interested in what we do. He's interested in why we do what we do, right?
Yep.
And so maybe instead of asking God, what do you want to do? What are you going to do for me? Maybe I need to be asking God, what do you want to do in me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes,
and
it
so
does.
I have a ton of stories from the road, from the Dove Awards, from trying to figure out if I'm supposed to marry my girlfriend, you know, when I was at that impasse. Just a lot of stories. I have a story about when I got in a near fatal car accident when I was in high school and how that led me to playing the guitar. I have stories about all kinds of crazy stuff because my life is kind of weird. I'll be honest. But God continually shows me that at the end of the day, he isn't after success from me. He's after intimacy with me.
Yeah. I heard that you'll be going on a cruise with Mercy Me in the start of 2020. Where will that take you?
We're going to go to the Caribbean
mm-hmm.
and fight some pirates. It's going to be awesome.
Do you find that you have greater opportunities to connect with your audience in a more personal way on a cruise than, say, on a concert tour?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
It's like camp, you know? And you're eating together, you know, you're bumping into people in line at the buffet, you know, you're sitting in the pool, chillaxing,
yeah,
talking about the session, the sesh. No, it's a real lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's great.
Sounds like a great opportunity. But before the cruise comes, the fall concert tour, the No Shame Tour featuring 10th Avenue North and Austin French, Saturday, November 9th, 9 p.m. Sounds like a great lineup. To get tickets or more info, go to WJTL.com, click on the Junction Center tab. And as we wrap it up, Mike, I'm wondering if you could just share with us the story behind your song, Greater Than All My Regrets.
Yeah, I was experiencing a lot of regret because we had cut back the number of shows we were doing, and God had completely provided, which is a weird way to start regret, right? You'd think I would have just been on cloud nine, fist bumping little baby angels and high-five and unicorns and stuff, but it was just the opposite. I was overcome with regret that I hadn't made that decision sooner. Anyone listening, maybe you can empathize with that. Like, I should have done this sooner. Oh, man, this whole time, I could have been home more.
Mm.
I could have been home for those ballet recitals. I could have been home for the birthdays. And I was beating myself up, and I was on my kitchen floor, and I just heard God whisper to me. He said, Mike, it's going to be okay because I'm greater than all your regrets. So let's just get up and try again. And that's what we wrote the song about, that there's no regret that God can't work with if we would hand over our past and embrace our past with love.
Mike Donahue of 10th Avenue North, thanks for taking time to talk with us today. Looking forward to your concert appearance in our area next month.
What a time it's going to be. You have no idea. Expect absolute sonic euphoria.